Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 291 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, and even, you know, Universal Studios Japan and other theme parks. And we're coming to you directly from Japan. Well, one of us is currently. And you can find us up on our website at tdrexplorer.com and all over social media under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor. Wow, I got ahead of myself when I was reading the script. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years. You think I would know how to say this by now. I'm the Chief Content Creator for TDR Explorer. And I am the one that's, I guess, currently in Florida. And I come back to Japan in just over a week here. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey, guys. I'm Trish. You can find me at Dream Suites Love on Twitter. No, I don't use Twitter anymore. I deleted it on Instagram and the other Twitter that I don't use, the fake one, the one with the mark.
Threads?
Threads.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes I'll post there. I don't know. I'm a city guide and I am the one slowly making my hair pinker and pinker. I think I made an appointment. I think I'm just going to make like just all pink, like cotton candy pink or something.
Oh, that's fun.
At the next appointment. We'll see how that goes. I'm excited.
Getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah. So I was thinking either pink or like a lavender, like Mad Madam Mim or something.
Oh, really? Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah. Like fashion colors are, it's really like a really interesting thing because in Japan lately, I guess this is partially because of COVID, I imagine. But like you see now, like even housewives like doing fashion colors, which was not the case before. So it's kind of like become much, much more acceptable in the wider society. Not that it, like you should care if it's acceptable or not, but like it's easier for me to wear the colors and not have people being judgmental or something. You know what I mean? So it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
No, that's neat. As for me, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff I've been doing lately in the bonus episode, which we're going to be recording right after this one. But yeah, really quickly, I'm still in Florida. I went up to Canada for a little bit. I was visiting family there. It was a really quick trip. So I went up and visited family. The main purpose was to see my grandmother. She just turned 104. So I wanted to go and spend time with her. Because, you know, 104, that's a long time.
That's amazing.
And I came back down to Florida because I am starting the first of four videos where I go to every Horror Nights in the world. We're starting off in Orlando, then working our way to Hollywood, then back to Japan, and then finally Singapore. So I'm doing all four of them this year. I'm very tired.
I love a good Halloween celebration.
Right? I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like a blast.
First one is here in Orlando. We're doing the Horror Nights at Universal. I'm looking forward to the Last of Us house and all that. And of course, when I'm back in Japan, we don't go to Singapore right away, so going to be doing coverage of the family-friendly Halloween at Universal, plus also all the stuff at Tokyo Disney, because Tokyo Disney has some Halloween stuff, emphasis on some Halloween stuff happening this year. So yeah, it's just going to be, fall and winter are usually pretty busy this time of year, because we go into Halloween, then right from there, we go right into Christmas, right into New Year's. Yeah. So it's going to be busy for the rest of the year, but I cannot complain.
No.
So before we talk about our main part of the episode, I just want to remind you, wonderful explorers, about our Patreon. If you want to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow and you can get access to our episodes early. And we also have bonus episodes on there. Like we're going to be recording one right after this. We have, I think it's like almost 60 some bonus episodes. We've been doing them for quite a while. So there's a lot of extra content there. Again, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. And also, if you're planning your trip to Universal Studios Japan or Tokyo Disney Resort, we have our travel guides, our digital travel guides up on our website at tdrexplorer.com/books. You can go and check that out there. It helps you plan your trip to both of those wonderful resorts from start to finish. So make sure you go and check it out. Again, tdrexplorer.com/books. I'll put a link in the description too, or you know, wherever you're looking at or listening to this podcast. But we have, finally, we have some more information about the Fantasy Springs expansion at Tokyo Disney Sea. I feel like they've been really trickling out this information.
Yeah, I'm like, what did we learn? What do we, I guess the names, right, is what we learn this time?
Yeah, they finally released all the official names for everything, which kind of feel like...
Some of these names, I'm
like... Yeah, I'm not sure who came up with some of these. It feels like SEO. Like, if someone were to search for something, like, they put these keywords in it.
I feel like an AI made this.
Yeah.
One of
them. They're not the most creative, I guess, is
yeah.
the best way to put it. I guess there's no mistaking them. When you hear it, you will know what they are or, like, who it belongs to. Yeah, we have the names of everything, so we can start going through those. We have the Frozen Kingdom. Or actually, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. For those that don't know, there is a massive expansion, the biggest and most expensive expansion coming to Tokyo Disney Resort. It was initially supposed to open in 2023. That's not happening because, you know, we had a whole bunch of stuff happen in 2020, which delayed a lot of things. So it's slated to open in spring 2024. We still don't have an actual date yet, but they did say within the first quarter of the fiscal year. And Japan's fiscal year starts in April. So It could be April, could be May. My guess is probably like May or June. April, hard to say. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. They still haven't said anything. And we're getting closer and closer to 2024. Yeah. So.
And you'll also see like things popping up on vacation package when it's getting closer. So
yeah, we will definitely.
It's not going to come out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, we're definitely going to report on that once we know a date because everyone's waiting for that. Keep an eye out on all the socials, join our mailing list and all this stuff. Listen to the podcast, you know. So we have, was it three lands?
Well, it's like one land with three areas.
Yeah, it's one port, I guess. Technically a port of call, the eighth one at Disney Sea. That's what they call their lands with the three themed areas within it. So there's a Frozen area, Rapunzel, like Tangled, and also Peter Pan. So first is the Frozen Kingdom. And the attraction that is going to be in there is called Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey. And it's a boat ride. And that's really all we know about it. Is it going to be the same as the one at Epcot? Is it going to be a little bit different? I know we did see, I think it was sometime last year already? It might have been, where they showed the animatronics for the ride, which looked really good.
I love a boat ride.
And we do know what the ride vehicle looks like as well, because that was unveiled at the D23 Expo 2022. So my guess, it's probably like an amped up version of the one from Epcot. That's my guess.
Makes sense.
And then there's actually a counter service restaurant, the Royal Banquet of Arendelle, which looks, we don't know anything else other than that. it's inside the castle, though.
That's cool.
Yeah, inside Arendelle Castle. And then there's also a snack shop run by Oaken called Oaken's Okay Foods. So we're going to have a little like snack shop.
Okay.
And Tokyo Disney did release like up close pictures of the mountain, the North Mountain. It looks really good.
Is that the one that they painted on the hotel?
Oh, no. Like this is the actual mountain. Oh,
okay.
The actual like mountain range that they made. It looks really nice. And then moving over to Rapunzel's Forest. And of course, this is set in the world of Tangled, you know, makes sense. And here there's only going to be one attraction and one restaurant. So the attraction is going to be Rapunzel's Lantern Festival. This actually sounds really fun, or like beautiful, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's a romantic boat trip to the annual Lantern Festival. So if you're a fan of Tangled, you know exactly what we're talking about. And I'm really looking forward to that one, I think, because we don't have, there is no Tangled ride anywhere. Like, I think
I don't think so. Yeah.
The closest thing to like anything Tangled in a lot of the parks is the bathrooms in the Magic Kingdom in Florida.
Yeah.
So this is nice. Rapunzel's getting her own attraction. A lot of boat rides here.
I'm not mad about it. It sounds really relaxing.
I guess. And also boat rides are kind of people eaters.
Yeah. You can just like move those crowds.
Pump people through.
Yeah.
The restaurant is the Snuggly Duckling, which is a counter service restaurant.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, there is one in Shanghai, a Tangled restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So it's probably going to be similar to that. And then we have Peter Pan's Neverland.
It looks really cute from outside.
It does. And this one has two attractions, which is very interesting. The first one, I guess this would be the flagship one, because it looks like it's in quite a big building.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure. And it invites guests to join the Lost Boys, Peter Pan, and Tinkerbell on an epic adventure throughout Neverland to rescue John from Captain Hook and his pirates. It's a 6-minute boat ride that features 3D goggles.
Okay.
Interesting. We don't know much about it. The ride vehicle looks like the back half of a ship, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of like the ride vehicle is like steps. Like the front row's low, and then the middle row's higher than the front row, and then so on.
What kind of an attraction did they say? Like, is it like a simulator, or is it like...
Doesn't say.
On a track?
Because if you look at the building from the monorail, it's just this big box building, so I'm not sure what they're doing with that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Like, it's a ride vehicle, so obviously it's going to be moving around. Maybe it's a trackless ride?
Maybe.
I mean, you know, Tokyo Disney was the pioneer for trackless dark rides, so hey, maybe it's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Fairy. This is the name that's kind of like strange to me. Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies.
What happened? Saying that five times. What happened with this title?
Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies. Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies. Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies.
Why? Like, choose one. Choose Fairy or choose Tinkerbell.
Yeah, it seems one extra word too many.
Yeah. Or change the order. Tinkerbell's Fairy Busy Buggies, you know? Yeah. What happened with this?
Guests can help Tinkerbell as she starts her new delivery service in Pixie Hollow while visiting 4 seasonal locations to deliver various packages and parcels to fairies. The whimsical 2-minute ride is designed for families with smaller children. So this is very much a family-oriented attraction.
The short attraction.
Yeah, it looks like you're in a little basket with 2 rows.
Okay. So kind of like, is it like an old school dark ride, which would be kind of cool?
It looks like it because it the ride vehicle doesn't look trackless.
Nice.
It looks like it has wheels and stuff. So it's probably on a track.
Okay. I'm kind of into it. We'll see.
Name aside, I like that they're adding another family friendly ride. Instead, I mean, like,
all
you know,
of these sound pretty family friendly.
Well, I guess like for small, like people with small children.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what these other ones are going to be like. Like, if you have, like, a small child with you, who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, those are the 3 areas within the port. Oh, and then there's also the hotel. We need to talk about the hotel. I almost forgot about that. It has a very, very creative name for the hotel. Tokyo Disney Sea Fantasy Springs Hotel.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Following the footsteps of Hotel MiraCosta, the Tokyo Disney Sea Fantasy Springs Hotel is a park-integrated Disney hotel situated within the park. The 475-room luxury hotel will feature 2 restaurants, a lounge, and a gift shop, Fantasy Springs Gifts. 475 rooms, is that a lot? I don't know. Is that considered a lot?
Do they have enough staff for all those rooms? It's a lot of rooms, yeah.
They release more concept art from within the park and stuff. And the concept art looks really pretty. There's like some water features, some fountains, a lot of curves. Very whimsical looking. And it's broken into 2 buildings, Fantasy Chateau and the Grand Chateau. So the Fantasy Chateau offers deluxe type rooms decorated with the flora and fauna of Fantasy Springs, while the Grand Chateau promises the most luxurious accommodation available at Tokyo Disney Resort. The hotel will offer a mixture of park-facing rooms and non-park-facing rooms. So my guess is the non-park-facing rooms will face the monorail and the Sheraton and the Hilton. Yeah,
pretty much.
And that's pretty much all they have. Fantasy Springs restaurants. There's a table service called, I'm going to butcher this. It's French, I think. Libellule. Libellule. I don't know. Whatever.
I have no idea.
And then the Grand Paradis Lounge.
Okay.
So that's all the new information that we have for Fantasy Springs. At Disney Sea. When do you think it's going to open? If someone made you guess.
I don't know, April? I'm just like, I have no idea.
Yeah, my guess.
I would imagine it's April.
My guess is probably like May or June, because I feel like if they were going to hit April, they would have said. The fact that they're saying it's going to be within the first quarter of the fiscal year. It sounds like they're giving themselves like room.
Yeah.
Just in case they have to like push it.
Push it. So yeah.
It's smart to not say, oh, it's going to open April 15th. Because, you know, April 15th is the anniversary of the resort.
Yeah.
And they could just like push it without having to announce it, right?
If they need to. Hopefully they don't need to push it any further. But yeah, I mean, it just makes sense to open it for the anniversary.
Yeah. And we don't know how anything is going to work, like how entry is going to work. No idea. We have none of that information. They'll let us know at some point. It's probably going to be very crowded.
Yeah. Like, the good thing is that a lot, like you said earlier, a lot of these like boat rides are usually people eaters. So hopefully, you know, you can get into those fairly easily. But yeah, there's going to be a ton of people, and it's probably going to be lottery.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're probably going to do something like a lottery-based thing to get into the land.
If I were visiting from another country, I would wait to see if there's vacation packages that you could just do all the attractions through that. And if not, I would postpone until it's easy to get into, because it's not fun when you go and you can't get into anything. It's like not a fun experience.
No, and with Japan, that's one of the things that it's known for. You know, if you're not on top of your game
now
to do a lot of these things, you may not be able to do certain things, right? If you don't do it early enough or whatever.
It might not be a time issue. You might not be able to do it at all. You know, it just depends on how they do it.
Yeah. If it's a lottery thing, well, yeah. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Of course, we'll let everybody know once we know exactly what's happening with that. But yeah, my prediction is probably May or June. The first quarter is April, May, June. Mm-hmm. So my guess is probably then. Definitely wouldn't be Golden Week. Like end of April, beginning of May will not be then.
No.
So like my guess is if they don't make the first half of April, they'll wait until after Golden Week.
Yeah,
after that makes that sense. Rush goes through, then open it in May or June.
Uh-huh.
That's probably more likely, but we'll see. I've been wrong most of the time, so hey.
It's very hard to predict, right?
Yeah. We don't know anything. We know as much as everyone else does, you know, with all the public information out there. So we will do our best. But I am really looking forward to the Rapunzel Lantern Festival. I think that's what I'm most excited for. I'm most curious about the Peter Pan ride.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for it per se. I'm just curious as to what it's going to be.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I hear goggles and I'm like, no, you know. But yeah, Rapunzel sounds really cool because it's like really new.
Yeah.
And the Peter Pan is also really new, but I don't know. Goggles, I'm like, I don't know. Because
we already have a Peter Pan attraction, so it's kind of strange that we're getting another one.
I like the old school one. They better not get rid of it. I'll be super sad.
I wonder what they're going to do with that. Like, are we going to just have two Peter Pan attractions, one in each park? Or are they going to get rid of the classic one?
I think it's fine.
I'm trying to think. Are there other Disney parks where like one attraction like with a specific character exists in one park, but they're also in another attraction in another park? If that made sense. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Little Mermaid? No.
No.
No, because Little Mermaid's only Disney Sea in Japan. She's not
The only thing I can think of is like, but that's not either. It's just, I was thinking of like Finding Nemo, but that's in the same park. There's two attractions.
It's the same park, so it doesn't really count.
So if there's two Finding Nemo attractions in one park, certainly they can have one Peter Pan attraction in both parks.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, Peter Pan, to me, has always been kind of an odd choice. Like, Frozen made sense, right? Because Frozen's popular. Rapunzel, yeah. That makes sense, too. I thought maybe they would go with something more modern.
Peter Pan's like a classic, though. It's adventure. They got mermaids. I want mermaids. If there's mermaids, I'll be happy.
It just seems odd within, like, the mixture of the other two.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the fairy tale, Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies.
Like, but Peter Pan is kind of like a popular character here too, with like,
yeah, it's very well known.
Parkgoers, right? And they love Wendy, like Peter Pan and Wendy.
It's nice to see something for Tinkerbell, like dedicated to Tinkerbell and the fairies.
I don't think we really have anything like their history, like the spring event they used to have, which was like so fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention the restaurant for Peter Pan's Neverland. It's called the Lookout Cookout. It's another counter service restaurant. So there's going to be a lot of places to eat.
Hopefully it should be maybe easy to get into, maybe lottery, who knows? We'll find out.
My guess is everything will be like done through the app in some way. Like, you know how they have standby pass for some of the restaurants on like the Duffy merch release days.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably going to be that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy to get into at first. So I'm not like super excited about like the actual opening. I'm kind of waiting until I can actually do stuff.
It might be a big pain in the butt. But yeah, like we said, once we know, we will definitely let people know about it. And other news, I guess, we have our refurb. The first part of the refurb schedule has been released recently for Tokyo Disney. And there's some doozies in there. Just for context for people, Tokyo Disney usually releases stuff about 6 months ahead of time. So just kind of keep that in mind. So we don't know everything for 2024. I'm sure there will be more stuff as we continue through. But the Tokyo Disney Resort website keeps it up to date. We also try and keep it up to date on our website and stuff. So just make sure you check those. And yeah, unfortunately, it's about 6 months out. So if these affect you, hopefully you can try and make some adjustments. But some of these closures are quite long. And I know it's going to affect a lot of people.
You can visit again. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's true. I guess the biggest surprise is Sinbad's Storybook Voyage is going down for refurb starting February 13th, 2024, until September 24th.
That's so long.
Yeah, that is long. That's what, 7 months? That's seven months.
Super long.
That is very long. So if you're visiting anytime in that time frame, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to ride Sinbad. It's a wonderful attraction. It's so good. The music is fantastic.
It's like really fantastic also when it's really hot because it's air conditioned.
Oh, yeah.
It was closed during the summer. So it's like, oh, no.
It's a great place, yeah, to get away from the
long
heat.
Yeah.
It's nice and long in the queue. Like, well, I guess the wait is never really that long. I think the most I've ever seen it before was like 45 minutes. But that was
when did you see it 45 minutes?
That was in like 2019.
Oh my god. 2019.
But that was like the one time, and I've never seen it that high.
I think that maybe it was a mistake. I think the highest, like when you see it's 15 minutes, you know the park is like jam-packed.
Yeah, no,
it was 45 minutes is like an outlier. I'm like, I've never seen that before.
It was 45 minutes. I remember waiting that line because I thought, this is ridiculous. This must be a mistake. But no, they use the extended queue.
Oh my god, the one that goes outside.
Yeah. You never see that used. But yeah, that was back, 2018, 2019, something like that. Never seen it like that since. It's usually 5 minutes, maybe 10.
What happened that day?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, this is like not going to happen, but wouldn't it be like amazing if they made it the scary version again?
Have they changed it?
It was so terrifying.
I don't think they're changing it.
No, they're not going to change it.
But no, they're not. I know people were kind of, I saw online people were getting worried, like, oh, are they changing it? Like, they would have said something if they were.
They would have made like, oh, the all new version. And we're going to have a product line and there's going to be a special menu. So, no, trust me. No, they're not.
It just sounds like maintenance, regular maintenance. Because we recently had Pirates of the Caribbean go down for 6 or 7 months and they didn't do anything notable to it. So I'm guessing it's just maintenance stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big and it's a long attraction. So I imagine like to do like the really hardcore detail maintenance takes time.
Yeah. It's a building.
Anything with
water
in this country, super humid.
Yeah. It's like, it's humid year round. Like it's just always humid. And of course, summer is the worst of it, but yeah, it's just humid all around. And the parks are right on Tokyo Bay. So it's just, well, I guess not that really affects Simba because it's inside, but it's just always humid.
Like, you guys don't complain because that's why the attractions look so nice here, because they take the time to really, care for them. So yeah, if they're taking 7 months, it's because they need it and they're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they can make, Chandu even cuter somehow. Or you know, it'd be really fun if they added like an extra Chandu somewhere, like a little new section or something.
They add him like in the boat. No, I mean, then he would be in the scene and the boat. So I guess you can't do that, but it would be amazing. He's like, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. There's the mermaid section in Sinbad. So yeah. There's the mermaids, you know, they're kind of pointing, right? There's the one mermaid, her eyes don't close all the way and they don't close evenly. So like one's more open than the other and just looks like she's drunk.
Oh, no.
When she's blinking her eyes. So maybe they're taking the 7 months to correct that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I always get a kick out of that every time I see it. I don't know why. It just makes me, I just laugh every single time. Another big notable closure is Pooh's Honey Hunt. That is going down for refurbishment January 26th until May 24th. That's so like not as normal. Long as Sinbad.
Yeah.
But it's still lengthy enough. That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
But January, well, I guess end of January. So February, March, April, May, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
It's pretty but standard, yeah, that, I think.
That attraction is over 20 years old and it still looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have these lengthy refurbs. That's the reason why. So I'm not going to complain about that. Because, yeah, it's just nice to have our attractions looking tip-top shape. Another one, a long one, is Big Thunder Mountain. And that's from February 7th until June 13th, 2024. So that one's also another long one.
Yeah, both of those, like, just in time for, like, summer.
Summer, yeah. Because I guess
yeah, roller coasters when all the kids are a big thing. Yeah.
Another notable one, now this one is not very lengthy, but I know a lot of people go to Tokyo Disneyland for this ride specifically. The Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast. It's going down for a short refurb in January from January 9th until 25th, 2024. So only a couple of weeks. But I think this is probably the longest refurb we've seen since it's opened. So I think it went down once before, but it was only for a few days. I think it was like 2 or 3 days or something.
Yeah. I mean, a month is not crazy, you know?
No, it's like, that's like, what, 2.5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that long. There's also more where, like, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but we'll have a link in the show notes. It's on our website. Just type in Tokyo Disney ride closures. All that information will pop up. There's a whole laundry list of things. A lot of stuff is like, you know, this show is closed for one day here, one day there. There's a lot of, like, little nitty-gritty details. So you can go and check that out. And remember, it's like 6 months usually ahead of time. They announce these things. That way you can make any adjustments if necessary to your plans. Oh my goodness. I am excited for Fantasy Springs. I can't wait for that.
It's going to be really pretty.
Yeah, I'm curious to what the hotel is going to look like on the inside too. Also, how much it's going to cost.
It should look much prettier on the inside, I think, than the outside.
The backside from the monorail, it was looking a little flat. But I haven't seen it in the last, I guess,
it is. Yeah. The outside is not not spectacular. So hopefully the budget went to the inside, you know.
I guess if it's the most luxurious hotel, better.
You would imagine, right?
Yeah. Well, time will tell, I suppose. There's also the Space Mountain thing is still going on. I'm just kind of like picturing the construction from the monorail. There's the Space Mountain stuff is kind of underway as well, where they're making a new Space Mountain that is closing in 2024. The current version of Space Mountain is closing permanently in 2024.
Wow. End of an era.
Yeah. Like that was a day one attraction.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland really needs an update, though. That thing is so dated.
Yeah, it does. So it'll be nice to see. It'll be nice to see the plans they have for the future, right?
And you can kind of tell, like, the era it was built in because the ground is all just one flat color.
Yes.
Just, like, these very hard lines to, like, distinct when you're going into the next land. It's just, like, this painted line. So I'm glad to see that getting an update. Because, you know, it's right beside, like, the Beauty and the Beast area, which is heavily themed and gorgeous.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense for them to be updating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the parks are never done, right? They're always changing and evolving and everything. So it's exciting to see.
Absolutely.
Did I ask you what you were looking forward to? I feel like I just skipped over you by mistake.
No, I'm looking forward to, I don't know yet, because I don't know what it's like.
Frozen.
I'm looking forward to, okay, this is going to be kind of weird. Well, I'm looking forward to Rapunzel because there's nothing like that right now. And I like boat rides. I don't know if it's like a boat on water. I'm assuming it's a boat on water. I love boats on water, floating down, you know, in like the dark and seeing the different scenes. I kind of wish they would steer away from these retellings of the stories on the rides versus doing something a little bit more creative with these characters and stories, you know, exploring them in a different way. But that seems to be like the trend right now. So I'm like, all right. So, but the Rapunzel, maybe, like, I mean, there's got to be more than the lantern scene. So I imagine, I don't want it to be like a scene for scene of the movie, but I imagine you're going to go through like some popular movie scenes. But if it's not, like, if it's like just like a moody boat ride, like the little gardens and stuff and like interesting things happening, I'll be kind of happy with that. And I'm kind of interested in the Tinkerbell dark ride. Like, if it's like an old school dark ride, like on a track, like Snow White, but like less scary, I think that could be kind of cute, you know?
Yeah, kind of a, not everything needs to be a trackless dark ride.
Exactly. And that, like, those, they have like kind of like a nostalgia and kind of like this very like old school feeling, which is quite fun. So, I mean, like even today, like Disneyland, my favorite attractions, my top attractions I have to ride no matter what are Haunted Mansion and the Snow White Scary Ride. Those are my absolute, like the other things, I'm like, if I miss them, like, oh well. But like, I have to do those if they're open. So like, I like it. I like those kind of like dark rides on a track. It's kind of fun.
Just watch once everything's open and you and we both get to ride everything. Your favorite ride is going to be the Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies.
Wouldn't that be ridiculous? I'm curious about the Peter Pan ride, though. Like, as long as it's not all screens, I think I'll be really excited.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'll be excited if it's not all screens. So I'm cautiously optimistic and super curious.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right. Yeah, everything we talked about here, Explorers, we'll have it in the show notes, links for everything. And of course, if you're not subscribed already, make sure you are so you don't miss any of our new episodes, because we will talk about Fantasy Springs as we get more information. So yeah, hit that subscribe button. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, you can send them to us directly, contact@tdrexplorer.com. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, there is a function there or feature that you can submit questions on there as well. So make sure you go and do that. And you can find us on our website, tdrexplorer.com, all over social media, same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I am the one that is really looking forward to Rapunzel's Lantern Festival. And very curious as to how much the Tokyo Disney Sea Fantasy Springs Hotel is going to cost per night, because I am super curious about that. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
I'm just so excited that we're getting like a whole new area. No, and you know, it's interesting. I think they said it's not a protocol. I think they said, although I don't like the idea of it, like, but that it's where the Disney, I mean, that's the name of the land, right? Springs. Where Disney, like, where all the oceans in Disney Sea, like, spring from.
Right.
And then, so it's like the genesis of the ports and stuff around, like, the oceans. So I think it's technically, they're saying it's not a port of, I mean, basically, it serves the same purpose. But that's what they're, you know, they're saying it's not this. But I don't know. I don't know if I like Disney Sea springing from different IPs, but whatever. You guys, thanks for listening and keep exploring.
And also, we need to thank some wonderful explorers.
Oh my God, I forgot.
I accidentally didn't put it in our show notes for this one. I was going through, I'm like, I feel like we're missing something. I'm like, oh, we're missing other wonderful Patreon supporters. Big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy, and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
All right, explorers, thank you so much, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.